Chrissy here, and today I'm happy to be talking to Jamie from Dove. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm very well, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much indeed. So, Dove, I've been following for a while, playing your stuff, and at last, finally, Friday, we're going to see Dove live, and your first live gig in the area.
It certainly is. Yeah, we've been looking forward to it as well, gearing up for it, lots of advertising. So, yes, we're looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, come on down, people, because it's free and it's local and it's going to be absolutely superb. You're playing with the Hillmans, who you've known for a long time, haven't you? The lead singer's a mate of yours.
He is, yeah. We went to school together when we were five, actually.
Oh, so. All those years ago.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so we've been very close to the Hillmans. I mean, they've been around a lot longer than Dove have been. In fact, I wrote the song on their last album, which is why we sort of put these gigs together, because we're doing another one in Brighton next month. That's why we're doing these shows as two headline bands.
Yeah, so it's great. And if people miss you at the Limes, they can see you at the Prince Albert with the same guys as well.
Friday the 13th, which sounds a bit worrying.
That's good. Yeah, well, are you superstitious?
No, not really.
No, that's all right then. And your album, Songs from the Bus Shelter,
yes.
When is that going to be released, roughly?
Well, it's taken longer than we thought, put it that way. So things are a bit slower than expected, but hopefully we're releasing it early next year now. It was going to be latter part of this year, but it looks more likely next year.
Yeah, there's always things to tinker with on an album, aren't there?
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of re-editing and that sort of stuff, and we just want to make sure we're happy with it before it goes out. So, you know, we've had to go back in and re-record bits and pieces and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And this is all recorded at your own studio, at your place, is that right?
I run a studio over in the area that I live, and we're very lucky to have that facility available to us, so there's no clock on the wall.
That is so lucky, I know, because you do watch the hours go by and think, I'd like to change that, but it's going to cost me XXX and we've all got to get back, and so really cool. So there's five of you, and most of you all know each other from a very young age as well.
Well, most of us all went to school together. We all went to Oxford County School. And we were all punks back in the day.
Yeah, I've seen the photos.
Yes.
Yeah, you look very punky.
Most actually of a similar age group. I won't go into exactly how old.
Oh.
Jules, our drummer, is a little bit younger, and he didn't go to school with us. But we've all been in bands with each other and with Jules over the years.
Yeah.
So we've all known each other a long time, but most of us actually did go to school together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really, really good. And the video you've got out, I do like, it looks very professional. Where was that done?
We did that in Bromley at a special facility for that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's really great because, as you know, we had a UK punk rock number one with that single, and that video's actually caused it to go back up. It's gone back up to number four now.
Has it?
Yeah. So, we're really pleased with that. But yeah, it was a great video. The guy that did it, he's a sort of up-and-coming talent, and he's done a number of bands, and they're all really pleased with the work that he's done, and quite rightly so. So we're really chuffed with that. We did another one as well, but that hasn't been finished yet. That needs to be done. But that's a similar sort of format where we're on the stage, but also there's a story running alongside.
Yeah, with the same people.
Oh, yes, it's the same band. Good. In fact, I think you've played one of our, there's a song we've done called Meet the Wife.
Yes, Meet the Wife.
Yes, it's the video for that one. So, as I'm sure you understood, all tongue-in-cheek.
All tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
But very good. A little play on words there.
Absolutely.
But no, I've played that as well. But Look and Load, I mean, that's a good song, but Look and Load really is quite accessible. And I know, like, on your media blurb, you describe it as punk rock for the masses. And that is true, because it's like, it's just like, the only word I can think of is accessible. It's tuneful. It is punky, but it's at the same time, you can get the hook. And I think most people would think it's a really good tune.
Well, that's great that you say that, because that's exactly why we wrote it like that.
Yes.
And that's what we wanted to come across. You're not the only person to say that. So we're really pleased with the reception that it's had. And, it hasn't even been formally released yet. That was effectively a demo that originally went out.
Yeah.
And, the result we've had with it has been absolutely outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, with a lot of bands, when they break again, you just really only one good song and people hook onto that, and then whatever you do, they'll remember you. It's sort of like embedded in your brain.
Well, the great thing is, with the songs we've got for Songs from the Bus Shelter, there are other songs on there that are having a much better reception from sort of like our inner circle.
Yeah, that's good.
Lock and Load has done, and some of the others. There's one in particular that has really gone down well. with a lot of people. Obviously tell you about that when we get closer to releasing it, but it's going to be the second single off that album.
Yeah, that's good to know, because you do get bands that just have a few gems and then the others are sort of like, never quite as good. But if you've got some more like that up your sleeve, then I'm quite excited about that. But yeah, we'll keep
that. We've had so much fun with some of the stuff because we've got an element of humour involved as well.
Yeah.
You know, we do find ourselves laughing at ourselves. We've got another song called Hotel Motel, which is going to be the B-side of Lock and Load when it's formally released.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, our disgruntled view on hotel accommodation, which is ridiculous, really. But and we also did an acoustic version of that one as well. In fact, if you're around at the gig tomorrow night, you might hear it being played between the bands.
I'm definitely going to be there. That's an absolute definite. I've had it in my diary for quite a while now. I'll see you there, so that will be really good.
Yeah, come and have a beer with us.
I definitely will. And are you going to be wearing your gold magic shoes?
Magic shoes are off limits for tomorrow.
Oh no!
But they'll probably feature again at some point. Yeah. Everybody brings up the magic shoes. I think
that's because, you know, it's that picture of them. It's
which one you're talking about. I've tried to dumb that one down a bit, but. Clearly you noticed.
I think people do notice. It's important, actually, because what you have to wear on stage is quite important, because the photos remain on, like, the internet forever, don't they?
Well, we've always felt, in a lot of the bands that we've been in together, that, you know, if people make the effort to come and see you...
Yes.
They want to see something as well as just hear it. If they just wanted to hear you, they could just listen to you at home.
That's absolutely right,
Make an effort to just dress up a little bit and make it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, make it a bit more of a performance. Yeah, I quite agree with you. So, well, we'll see what footwear you... We'll keep that under wraps, the footwear.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure it'd be really cool. Yeah, just looking through your photos, I've got a thing about that, because they do say a picture speaks 1,000 words, but there's lots
they
of
do.
Pictures. And I think you do what I do, because I'm a bit of a, like, if I see a musician that I'm really, like, fond of, I always get someone to take a photo of me with them. And I see you've got pictures of quite a lot. TB Smith as well, I've met him. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, well, there's loads of pictures with us with the subs as well.
The subs, Captain Sensible, Johnny Moped.
It's got to the point, we know the subs that well, they know to go and hide when they see us walk.
Well, I've got my camera.
Yeah, quite a few with Johnny Moped and that crowd as well.
Yeah, it's all really, really good stuff. If you're into that sort of thing, and of course we are.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing, because it's the 40th anniversary this year, and, you know, so many bands are, and in the original lineups, like, you know, Sham 69 and that, doing their original lineup stuff, Penetration, all these bands that, you know, were absolutely fantastic in the day are all around to see again.
I know.
The band was put together because we were on our way back from the Rebellion Festival in Blackpool, and we suddenly thought, well, why don't we just do it again and all get together and put a band together, and sort of 18 months later, here we are.
Yeah, that's really good, and we're going to share the joy at the Limes in Merstham. So thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and I will keep people fully updated on Dove in the future as well.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Yep, it's going to be good.